I would like to say a few words about the geopolitics of the American Revolution. Why did the French King Louis XVI support the American Revolution against the British Empire? Historian Harlow Giles Unger has studied the French efforts in detail in his book, The French War Against America, How a Trusted Ally Betrayed Washington and the Founding Fathers. Put simply, the French goal in providing substantial assistance to the rebels against British control was all about extending French control in the New World. Having recently suffered yet another defeat at the hands of the British, the French developed a plan to recoup some of their losses. The architect of this plan was French Foreign Minister Duc de Choiseul, the same man who had lost a great deal of land to the British in his suit for peace following the French and Indian War. Choiseul's plan would be the blueprint for all further action against the new United States. The plan itself called for developing and capitalizing on unrest between Britain and the American colonies, with the hope of provoking a revolution and weakening both enough that the new American states could not resist French incursions. Toward that end, Choiseul began to send agents into the American colonies to test the waters of revolution. The French entered into a secret treaty with Spain, agreeing to prolong the war as much as possible. The Spanish, fearing for their colonies bordering the American colonies, shared the French interest in seeing a weakened post-revolutionary American state. Make no mistake, the colonial government was keenly aware about French interests in the region, but they had little choice but to accept a growing French role in the American Revolution, especially after the British had managed to gain an upper hand in the war by effectively using their navy to disrupt revolutionary coastal activities. The colonists, facing imminent defeat, were drawn back to the negotiation table with the French. The French, however, saw a protracted revolutionary war to be in their own best interest because it would weaken both Britain and the colonies and ensure greater dependence on French support, giving the French a greater hand in the post-revolutionary state. The French, therefore, formally entered the war themselves on the colonial side, promising naval support to sweep the British ships from American coasts. To no one's surprise, this elevated the conflict and pitted Europe's two superpowers against each other. The French began to send even more assistance to the colonies and engaged the British Navy all across the Atlantic. As French support grew, the colonies found themselves relying heavily on their newfound allies. As the months wore on, the Revolutionary War continued to weaken both Britain and the American colonies. Toward this end, the French began to assert their dominance over the fledgling American government, pushing them to renounce their claims to the vital Mississippi River areas and restoring French power in the New World. As the fighting continued, the American government found itself in a desperate situation, and unknowingly, in accordance with the final stages of Choiseul's original plan, the revolutionary leadership were forced to cede control of their own foreign policy to the French. In essence, the colonies were forced to trade one European power for another, and the French stood ominously in the wings to seize outright what had been British territory just a few years before.